Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana chiare na na we chiare na boshia na na boshia. Mana na boshia na 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 we na na we chiare. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this morning. I'm going to do something a little bit different because our time is limited. And we have a lot of praying and a lot of reading the Word of God in that short period of time. So, morning prayer, releasing guilt prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, according to your word, we acknowledge our sins to you and our iniquity. We did not hide. We said we will confess our transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding the past till all is told. Then you instantly forgave us the iniquity of our sins, Salah. Psalms 32:5. We acknowledge our sins and our iniquities. We confess our transgressions, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking this guilt away from us. Thank you, Lord, that we believe in you, and from our innermost being will flow rivers of living waters, according to John 7:38. Thank you, Lord, that we will confess our transgressions to you, and you will forgive the guilt of our sin, according to Psalms 32:5. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're reading today from Genesis 17:1-27. And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thy seed exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou should be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make the nations of thee, and the kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between thee, and thy seed after thee, and the generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, that I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou should keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after that thee and the generation. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee, every man shall among you to be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it should be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. every man, child in your generation, he that is born in the house or bought with money, or any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man, child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, thy soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. But Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said, it is her. Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee, at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in the house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin, and the self same day as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And the self same day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son, and all the men of the house born in the house and bought with money of the strangers were circumcised with him. And that was a reading of Genesis 17, 1 through 27. If you ever want to get a better understanding of where circumcision comes from, which is circumcising the foreskin from the men, it's amazing how in this world some of the things are still practiced, even like the 7 years of forgiven debt. You will learn a lot, but a lot of things are biblical. People just pervert it and then put a little twist on it, you know, just to make it convenient for them. But the word is the word. You can't change the word. Amen. So we did a reading. I just wanted to have a little extra time because I wanted to share something about financial success. And when I say I, just put yourself in place of the word I. As I give it, it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Luke 6:38. My God makes all grace abound towards me in every favor, and earthly blessings, so that I have all sufficiency for all things, and I abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. These are some good scriptures for financial success. I am blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, and blessed going out. My laying down, my rising up, I am blessed in the basket and blessed in the bank account, investments, health, and relationships. They flourish. The blessings of the Lord overtake me in all areas of my life, and I receive them. Deuteronomy 28:1-14. I am like a tree planted by rivers of water. I bring forth fruit in my season. My leaf shall not wither, and whatever I do will prosper. Psalms 1:3. The blessings of the Lord makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That's my favorite one. Proverbs 10:22. The Lord has opened unto me his good treasures and blessed the works of my hand. He has commanded the blessings upon me and my storehouse and all that I undertake. Deuteronomy 28:8-12. And the last but least, no, we have 4 more than 3 minutes. God delights in my prosperity. He gives me power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant upon the earth. Deuteronomy 8:18-12. God has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness, and I am well able to possess all that God has provided for me. Numbers 13:30, 2 Peter 1:3-4. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. Psalms 37:4. The Lord rebukes the devourer for my sake, and no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. All obstacles and hindrance to my prosperity are now dissolved. Malachi 3:10-11, Isaiah 54:17. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Psalms 23:1, John 10:10. Amen. These prayers and these scriptures, just meditate on them. We had did the prayer for the release of guilt, because those are some things that, you know, it could possibly hinder our prayers, because if we have guilt and then we have like needs of finances or healings and things like that, guilt can really hinder your prayer because you're not believing. You're more focused on your guilt. So we thank God for the release of guilt and the release of finances. Praise God. And we will see you tomorrow. No goodbye. See you later. We'll be reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Amen. You have a very blessed and productive day. And let's end our episode with some praise and worship. Amen.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane siare na na we siare na boshi na na boshi. Mane na na boshi siare na 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 we na na we siare. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God.